Good morning. It is Friday. The weekend is here. It's going to be a big weekend for sport, which is also why we've brought in our two sports gurus on the show this morning. They're both the co-hosts of On The Bounce, which if you haven't subscribed to and joined up for and liked and watched yet, you're missing out. I mean, South Africa is full to the brim of sports fans, and we try to bring you the absolute best. The thing you'll get from this show that you'll get from nowhere else is honest commentary from people who also have a sense of humor. They make sport interesting, even for someone like me. I watch their show because it's damn fine. I don't watch it because I have to. And if you do like sport, you'll absolutely love it. And if you don't like sport, you'll absolutely love it. That's the point of it. They are Ben Karpinski and Sandile Shangase, and they're both here this morning.
What kicking an
ass. What a, that's a great
kicking
intro.
Ass and taking numbers.
James, can you cut that please?
Clip? Yes, gentlemen, cut that clip, bro.
Now, gentlemen, before we get into the sport, because yes, we actually do have to do some sport this morning.
Yep.
I know we've been talking very generally. I do see Simpiwe's got her hangover cure in her Stanley Cup, but this is a big deal. About So Sims was talking about this, must have been like last year already.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So last year already, she told me about these things that every housefrau in America is going crazy for. Every soccer mom in America has got a Stanley Cup just like that. Mm. And she's been looking for one and looking for one, and they're expensive as hell.
Yep.
And this happened. Have we got that clip? This happened in the office the other day, because this office is always full of exciting and new things. But when she isn't passing out, then this is happening.
That's crazy.
Take a, look.
Ooh, unboxing.
They're the interns in the background.
Whoa.
That's like a dish house. Look, that's like a... Wait, what?
Wow, she almost ended up in the other
office.
Something terrible happened. Look how happy she is.
Where did that come from?
Coming from like, that's an animal.
I thought there was a rat, because we once had a rat, because she was screaming and I came out of my office. I'm like, what the hell's going on here?
The lack of composure is crazy.
But that was very sweet. So actually it comes from James's mum.
Yes.
Ah.
My favorite human being right now.
What? Hey, we didn't say anything shitty about your mum.
Like, what kind of people
do you think we are?
Just drunks are so defensive.
Like,
you know what? This has been a great week for you. You got paddled on the ass on Monday, and now you arrive for work drunk on the Friday.
Yeah, this has been a hell of a week.
Frankly, you leave your mum out of this, all right? Don't drag her into your mess, James. So, yeah, she's your favorite person.
Yes, she made my dreams come true. I'm officially a Stanley owner.
I think that's very cool.
What goes in there on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah.
Just water for now.
What is the deal about this cup?
Okay, let me give you a quick rundown. Let me tell you. Yeah. So once upon a time last year, there was a lady who had a Stanley Cup. Her car caught on fire. And then someone was like, hey, check on your Stanley Cup. And when she did, the very next day, there was still ice in it. And ever since then, I've been like, I'm a Stan.
So in other words, I mean, like, you say Stan, but that's also become like the biggest fan.
Yes.
Of, which is funny because this was invented as just another vessel for drinking out of.
Yeah.
But after that incident that Simpi was talking about where, I mean, the car caught fire and there was still ice in the thing. That's pretty impressive physics, if nothing else.
Yeah.
And I remember, didn't you tell me also that the Stanley Cup company, that they like bought her a new car?
Yeah, they placed her car.
Well, of course, they set fire to her old one. It's a marketing stunt. No wonder they bought her a new one.
But I like that you like it so
much.
Yes,
so thank you so much to James's mom.
That's very nice.
And now I shall make a new request very soon on the show.
Don't do that.
There's always a shopping list. There's always, always a shopping list. Okay, Ben and Sandile, let's get into some sport for the weekend. We've already spoken about Drikkers, but give us the lowdown.
All right, so obviously in Perth, that will be the right side of Australia. So that will be on the west side. That's where it's all happening this weekend.
Nobody ever said that line. But ever. Okay.
No, it is, because otherwise it's just so far away, but right there. So the main card will start at 4. The main fights will be around sort of 5:30, 5:45 around there. It all depends on the fights before. Mm. There's four fights before. involving burly Australian men with funny names like Tai Tuivasa, who will be taking on Jairzinho Rozenstruik. Actual guy.
That's a real name.
Big
real?
Heavyweight man.
Does he have a handlebar moustache?
He doesn't look like you think he looks. He's a big Brazilian man, I think. Then we got Matheus Gamrot versus Dan Hooker. Dan Hooker is from New Zealand, and he has seen some fights. We've got Kai Kara-France, also from New Zealand. He takes on Steve Ursak. Now, Steve Ursak looks like a 40-year-old virgin. He, I think, still lives with his mother. If you look at him...
And he's an MMA fighter.
He's an absolute killer. But this dude, you will not find a more working-class, boring-looking guy in your whole life. And when he talks... Like he teaches kids how to box and but this
that's kind of sweet though.
Put him in that cage. Really? Wow. Yeah. So those are your fights you're gonna look forward to before the main one. And then there it is. It is Dricus du Plessis versus Israel Adesanya. Mm. It is a fight that's been in the making for quite a while now. Adesanya hasn't fought in 10 months. He's taken some time off. In that time, Dricus became the champion. And then, well, Adesanya, he's like one of the few people in the sport ever who's dictated his career, as in he's chosen his fighters, he's plotted his path, and Dricus was on that path, and there he is. Now,
and there's a huge rivalry they've been building up as well.
Yeah. It's legitimate rivalry, and I think it's Dricus' perfect time to fight this oak. He was the star when Dricus was coming up, and I think Dricus has all the attributes to really blixum him and to really actually win. So when people say, oh, you know, it's just people being nostalgic or they're just being patriotic. No, I mean, when Dricus went into the Robert Whittaker fight, I knew he would win, but I didn't make a big deal of it because Robert Whittaker is incredible. Dricus cleaned him up. He then beats Sean Strickland, and he will beat Israel Adesanya this weekend because Dricus is one of the smartest fighters in MMA, just a all-round performer. He packages his aggression in an interesting way that people then discredit him about, but the Soak is so smart. He's got a game plan for everything, and he's tough. He's so super tough. And he's got the Springboks walking him in and watching him. Yeah. Do you think the Soak is going to step off at all?
No worries.
He will sooner die in that arena than lose or submit or anything.
That's them. The stakes are high.
Adesanya needs... I know he's been putting a lot of gym work in recently to try get into more dynamic states to take on Dricus. But the Soak's been lifting weights since he's, I don't know, been pushing his brother around since he was 4.
Yeah.
You don't just suddenly beat Dricus du Plessis. Yeah. The guy's not lost in 6 years. And he's now the complete package at the age of 30. So I think we can, as South Africans, be very excited and confident about this fight.
Yeah.
And even if you're not that much into MMA, this as Sandila said yesterday, this is the one to watch.
Do I tell you about this man in the MMA? It's the fight if you don't like UFC. This is the fight for you to get into UFC. I did it with the first Dricus fight. And you get into it. And it's, you know, so just a nice brutal sport, which is wild, like boxing. So even worse. But yeah, this is the fight that you'll get into.
Tell me what the best way is to watch this stuff. What kind of, because it's not a normal time to be doing things. We're used to watching stuff in the evening where people have a few drinks, they have their friends around, they maybe have a braai. You know, there's a lot of festivities at night. You can't do that at 6 a.m.
It depends what kind of a viewer you are. Yeah. If you're a shouty, screamy kind of person, let people know.
Because otherwise they'll think there's domestic violence.
Yes. And the thing is, and that's another thing about being a South African fan, is that when you shout and scream early morning, especially if you live around Pretoria where you live, it might not be the best thing. So make accommodations for that.
Oaks will come with guns.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but definitely it's going to be such a community thing. So get you and your friends to come together and watch it. And, you know, you can start drinking in the morning. It's fine. It's ours.
It's okay. It's Sunday, right?
It's Sunday morning.
Would you be allowed?
You might miss church.
Mamfundisi, would it be okay if we missed church?
Why are you missing church? You see, this is when Satan is just working overtime now. Why are you missing church?
No, Dricus, it's called of Dricus.
By the way, Simpiwe, there are a couple of people here who are saying there's definitely vodka in your Stanley Cup. Tabo says,
after that break,
Sims is getting more drunk from what's in the Stanley Cup. Yeah. Conga Chris says, I call bullshit. There's vodka in that Stanley. All the soccer moms put vodka in the Stanley Cup. And Bitcoin Boot adds this in. The Stanley Cup went bankrupt because they only marketed to men.
Yep.
One style of mug. Really? Then they rebranded with lots of colors.
Yep.
And they attracted women. Yes. And they saved the company. Went on a crazy stock rise.
And they set fire to that woman's car. Yeah, I mean, look, it's a great story.
And now there's accessories and stuff. Don't get me started with
like Crocs.
Stanley. Yeah, like you can put a thing. You can get a bag. People do a whole like.
You can probably get a UFC Stanley Cup.
That's cool. That would be great. Then maybe I might watch it.
So the UFC's actually made merch this weekend.
Really?
Rugby jerseys. They've made actual rugby jerseys for UFC 305. So Israel Adesanya was training with these rugby league guys, AFL guys, yeah. And then the actual rugby team came to his thingy, and they just hung out with him, and they had the jerseys and these little sign-offs. And it's so insincere, because then Drukas is actually spending the evening with the entire BOC team.
Yeah.
Folks playing music, hanging out.
Yeah, listen, there are a lot of South Africans in Perth, but I honestly don't think I'd ever want to go there. I do see Gavin says in the comments here, Perthfontein is going to be pumping this weekend. Perth is really, before that, was only really famous for being, because Western Australia is not like
if
most
Australians.
If I told
Australians, you I've been to Perth three times, it'd be wild, right?
You've been three times?
Yeah, it used to be my dad's route.
There's the background again.
It's the most, I've never been to Bloom. But whatever Bloom, it must look like that.
That's what I've heard.
That's what all the Springbok rugby players have always said. Basically, it's Bloom at the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the only Australian that was famous in Western Australia before any of this started happening was Kevin Bloody Wilson, who used to sing a song that went, "I've had an absolute cunt of a day. Everything that could go did go wrong. So if I'm about to use the word cunt in a song, I've had an absolute cunt of a day." Yeah. That was the most famous song Western Australia. And I promise you,
I need that clip.
The Aussies.
That was the only thing anybody knew about Western Australia before that. That was in the good old days when Australians were interesting.
Yeah.
Now they're all like soft and they arrest you for crossing the street at 6:05 and not 6:06.
Well, speaking of 6:05, 6:06, that was what the Aussies did to us last week when we played them at Brisbane.
Ah, rugby time.
But this week in Perth, obviously when I said we're on the right side of Australia, it's because of time zones. So 11:45, yes. A much more hospitable hour. Yep. That beer's not going to just get you as much as it did last week.
Yep.
Aussies versus South Africa. The BOC have made 10 changes, to which the Aussies now think they've got a chance. But no. No, they don't have a chance, because I still don't think this Australian team is going to be good enough. We've got all our big names on the bench still. So if the 10 guys have come in, don't quite cut it. Rusty can just ring the bell. On goes the bomb squad.
Now, that goes is, the Australian team. That is 6:05 Saturday night.
No, it's 11:45 Saturday morning.
Jesus, I didn't pay attention. Okay, so,
it's okay. That's what I'm here for.
Okay, so Sims, you don't have to worry about the missing church for that one.
It's the trickiest one. That's because Puppy. Also, they're going to be like, "Hello, Viet, what wants Viet?" And you know,
the good Lord will be watching this
well,
as well.
Puppy says in the comments,
"Church for a country."
Puppy agrees with you, Sims. Puppy says, "Satan is working overtime. The devil is busy, friends." I thought Sims' speech was slurred because of her head injury. No, she just had a drink last night.
Crazy.
She did. You guys weren't here on Monday when she fell and hit her head. We were all very worried for her.
She fell for head injury.
Yeah,
that's fine.
No, she did.
I'm a survivor.
Shut up. All right. Well,
so that's the rugby and Drikus.
I tell you who's trying to bounce back as well. And that's the All Blacks. Because last week they got dicked versus the Argentinians. Yep. Mm-hmm. Now, the Argentinians were probably way more drunk than James and Flex combined for at least 4 days after this game.
Yep.
So the big question is, are they sober enough to make it 2 out of 2? Mm. They're playing at Eden Park. All Blacks haven't lost this since 1994. It's been 49 games in a row that they've won there. So I don't think the All Blacks are going to let this one slip. It'll be a tight game. They're not going to be the big bounce back as usual. Mm-hmm. But Argentina, great. They're doing great things for rugby now. Just because they're going there, not giving a shit about the All Blacks, and they're getting in their face, and they're getting violence with them. Yeah. It's a wonderful thing.
But a violence is called for.
Yeah.
It's what we've learned. Elite violence, violence against New Zealanders.
Just in favor. It shows purpose. There's obviously going to be Curry Cup as usual. Friday tonight, the Pumas are taking on the Blue Bulls at 5:15. Saturday, Lions versus Western Province. Province have been so shite this week, this whole season, actually.
Terrible.
They're not going to make the semis at this rate. That'll be at 3. Free State Cheetahs versus the Natal Sharks. That'd be a really good game, because there's a good chance for the Sharks to see who they're going to pick in their team from next year from the Cheetahs team, which is always tradition. That'll be at 5:15. And then Sunday, the Griffins versus the Griquas. But the most exciting thing, if you don't like the sports I've already mentioned, the start of the English Premier League.
EPL's back.
Especially Man United fans tonight.
Curtain raiser tonight, 9:00, guys. Buckle up, Man United fans.
Who are Man United playing?
Against Fulham. We're playing Man United against Fulham. But there's a big game as well on Sunday. We've got Chelsea, Man City, and Arsenal comes back.
So, Dilly, we tried to do Saturday, then Sunday.
I jumped around. My bad. It's 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
So, yeah, obviously, that's the big game for Friday tonight. And then tomorrow, Ipswich are new to the league. Yeah. So, they'll probably just prance around for a few months and then go back down again. They'll be at home to Liverpool at 1:30. Liverpool without Jurgen Klopp.
post-Klopp era.
The Klopp era is now done. That's another reason why James had a drink last night, because he knows he's going into a new season with his team without Klopp.
Yeah. All right.
So they're going to get Klopped throughout the season. Arsenal are taking on Wolves at 4. This is obviously Arsenal's season to win. They will be the champions.
You're an Arsenal fan.
And then Newcastle will be taking on Southampton at 4. And then Sunday, there's that big game. Chelsea versus Man City. That's the big one for the weekend at 5:30. There's also a shit ton of golf because it's the FedEx Cup, so the best players in the PGA Tour now go to the final series. Mm-hmm. And if you really like cricket, well, the Proteas batted yesterday. All out for 160.
Oh, my God.
That's only because numbers 10 and 11 got the highest score.
Jeez. That's pathetic.
These don't even get me started on the
Proteas. They were 9 for 97, and they were all out for 160.
9 for 97. This is why I hate the Proteas.
Yeah, but you hate the West Indies too, because West Indies are 97 for 7 themselves. So it was an action-packed first day. I've never seen something so anticlimactic as turning on the Test cricket last night. We've just had the Olympics. We've just had Rugby Championship start. We're getting excited about Drickers. There's the EPL starting. And then there's just this game. It just looks like you're watching your mates or your uncle. Like, there's no one in the stands.
Is there not a person that we can appoint to cricket to just make it more entertaining? I was talking about the NBA earlier, how they just make it fun for everybody. Like, I just walk past the cricket and I want to fall asleep.
It's the SA20. We have that, but it's in January. And we have it for a small window. SA20 is amazing.
And that's super exciting.
And that's unfortunately what it is. So, too much of a good thing, unfortunately, where cricket is right now. Mm. And of course, we are endorphin-hungry, sports-going people. We just don't have time for West Indies versus South
Africa. I see in the Twitter, our former sports guy when I still did radio, CS is in
Perth. Yes, he is. Massive MMA fan. CS maybe has been involved in Drickus' career. CS worked at EFC for so many years.
That's right.
Oh, right.
I want my first ever talk about anything MMA related. I interviewed CS.
Really? And he's ginger, which means your standards were very low at the time.
Well, he was kind of the guy.
Yeah,
you're CS catching random strays.
Possessed by demons. You got to watch out because the demons and the soulless people.
CS, we apologize on behalf of on the bounce.
So that's pretty much it to wrap up your whole sport. I mean, if you want to get excited on Superbets this weekend, there are so many multipliers that are worth a bit of a punt. Personally, for me, New Zealand, Argentina, pick Argentina with a bit of a margin. I'm giving them 8.5 points. And then pick South Africa with a handicap. I'm going with them for -11.5, and I'm going for Drickers to win. And that'll give you a tasty little multiplier to put a little $100 on.
Okay.
And of course, if you are new to all of this, just use the deposit code OTB, and then they'll match.
More importantly,
your sign up.
Can I just ask you, because you also have that Burnerphone account with your betting that you're doing there, and you're in a league or something.
Or with the that's gold thing. Yeah,
that's right. So how are you doing there?
I've been
not winning.
I'm not winning. I'm like, I keep on getting like the worst guys, you know. And I got Vili Leroux, he got injured, and then I was just like, what is happening now?
I got a guy who got sent off. That's -50 points.
Fundo won last week. Yeah.
All right, well, gents, it's very nice to spend so much time with you on a Friday. I encourage everybody who has not already gone to check out On The Bounce that this is really, if this morning hasn't given you an idea of the kind of nonsense these two get to talk and have fun with, then you should be watching that show too, because it's like it's the right shot of adrenaline to get your week going. It's not like cricket in the West Indies.
Yep.
So there we are. Sandile, Ben, thank you both very much.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys.
You have an awesome weekend. I know you two have got an action-packed weekend full of good stuff.
Yeah.
Try not to do too much of this paddle stuff. I've heard it's very addictive.
Yes, well, it is.
It's better than the paddle that James does.
No, but you got into it for a while.
I did. Yeah, I did. And then I just realized that golf was better.
Okay, so... Oh. Yeah, Ben will never convince me of the golf. I'm sure
not convince me. Never. No.
Okay, but there we are. So you've got your paddle. He's got his golf. Simpiwe's got a Stanley Cup.
Yes.
Which is not the Stanley Cup, the hockey Stanley
Cup. Yes.
Let's just be clear. It's that one that she's got full of vodka.
A very smart sporting reference there, Cliff.
Well done on that, catching that one.
Even I know a little bit about it. A little tiny bit about sport. And that's about it. That's the most sport I've ever talked about in one morning in my life. But thank you, James.
Look how happy you are as a result.
I know. I'm a very happy guy.
Happy.
Sport's a good thing. You know what's nice about sport, though, is you could talk about sport with anybody and nobody needs to fight.
Yeah. Well,
until people start losing.
Well, before the EPL, that is how I felt.
And here's where it gets derailed. Yes. All right. Thank you, guys. Lovely to see you. There we are. Watch On The Bounce. It is live on Thursdays at 4 in the afternoon. You can also follow it on all the social media. And this weekend's a good weekend to get stuck in because they'll be doing all kinds of live stuff while the action's happening on screen. Very good. Okay. Sims?
Yabo.
Are you going to manage to fit in church this weekend? Because otherwise, you know, bad things start coming into your life.
I gotta pray to the good Lord that I'm still alive. Hallelujah. Won't he do it? Amen.
Yeah, we're a little bit worried about you this week. You gotta get in there. You gotta sing with your best voice this weekend. All right. A couple of other things that I thought were worthy of mentions this morning. And Simpiwe is going to tell us about Obama's summer playlist for 2024, which features a South African.
Yeah, boo.
Now, I don't know why we're still interested in Obama's playlist, but if he's got a South African in it, I'm all for it. We'll find out all about that. Mm-hmm. We also have, Ben, there's a live presenter audition.
Oh!
Before you run away, and you are looking for somebody to join the team. So just quickly, just come in here quickly and just tell us about that before you run away. Oh, you're wearing green.
Oh my god.
He's got so much Springbok attire on this morning.
Like he's really
he looks like the team captain.
Let's go.
Just before you run away. Yeah, just before you go. Like just quickly give us the lowdown on what you're looking for here. Because you're trying to find someone to join your team on the bounce.
Yeah, we're looking for a female features presenter. So what that'll be is that
has to be a woman.
Has to be a woman.
Okay.
Not like that Algerian boxer.
let's get the auditions going first. Okay. So the idea being that Sandile and I have got the show as the base, right? But we want someone who's have like fresh insights and ideas. Not like Simpiwe's netball's a great sport, but we want someone that can basically be part of the show. We can film features with.
Is her audition over?
Yeah.
I was actually going to try to do like a live audition for you right now. Just be like, you know, we can talk about the Olympics. We can talk about the UFC.
The things that you told me about sport behind outside of the show. No, you're not. Okay. So seriously, it's like we want every single show to have a feature about something. So whether it's someone's take on Drikus, whether it's someone's take on
why netball is great.
Some people, it can't be about you right now. See, again, you're throwing someone. People are watching.
All right, but then, okay, so it's cool. Open to any woman who's a big sports fan.
Yes.
We don't care if you have experience or qualifications. That's not what we're looking for. We're looking for someone who's got passion and enthusiasm.
And could be part of our team. Obviously, we need to get along with you. So this month, in Women's Month, we are doing auditions. So literally on Instagram, just literally upload a clip of you. What could show value? So whether it's presenting a feature, whether it's presenting an idea, whatever it may be, or just telling us about yourself. And then tag us onto our social media for On The Bounce, the show. And then in September, we'll get the best of them. We'll put them in studio with us to see what the chemistry is like. And then in October, at the Red Bull show run, we have a first gig.
Nice.
As in, we'll go there. I'll film stuff and we'll be part of the team.
Awesome. And you can't just go on camera and go hawk tour. You have to actually say something. You have to have something to say, right?
No, you can't do that.
You know, hawk tour.
And there's no identify. I mean, we'll identify as a successful candidate, so you can't just identify as a woman.
Oh, okay. So in other words, there's none of that.
None of that funny business.
I can't put on a wig and like fake tits and go, hi, I'd like to commentate about UFC.
Yeah, we're looking for the female perspective on a few things because I think it's the only thing our show lacks. And I'm very excited about adding someone who can be that. So,
and it's not this is not in order to please politically correct people.
Oh, absolutely not.
This is because we want to make it even more interesting.
No, this is strategically the next step for the show.
Barely Vocal Media says, staying abreast of the sports industry.
See, there we go. Yes, that's the spirit.
Okay, we'll
stay abreast more with a female presenter.
I like it. Very good. Excellent.
Maybe that's our tagline.
In fact, that could be the feature. It's like, and now, staying abreast with whoever. Okay, not going to be you, Simpiwe. Sorry, she's looking sad already.
Simpiwe, you got too much on the go already. That's actually the main reason.
No, I can do it. You know, you can definitely be like, it's not DNA, it's RSA. And this weekend, we have Drikus, you know,
who's
going to be defending his title for the first time. And then we can also talk about how, you know, the Olympics was just like very interesting and how like Ray Gunn has inspired everybody to actually become an Olympian. But then,
Reagan, the breakdown, so lost me.
I love her.
Can I just say that that person must be one of the very few performances at the Olympics that actually got a zero all round.
Yes. And she has a PhD. That's what makes it so like flabbergasting. Is that she has a PhD in dance and breakdancing. Like, ma'am. But hey, you're not going to get fooled twice. We then can talk about the rugby and golf and whatever you want to talk about after that. You see,
whatever you want to talk about after that.
Come on.
Have you seen this
week? Okay, well, the other drunks in the studio think that's great.
Yeah, gosh,
this is those two.
I think she would be great.
You two
remind me of all those people I've ever met at Bry's when you arrive a little bit later than everyone else and you walk in and they're already like eight drinks in.
Yeah.
You're like, how's it, Gareth? And they smack you on the back like this. It's lekker to see you, eh?
Yeah, that's them.
You want a drink? No, I'm all right, huh?
Don't you drink?
No. I just arrived. Like, let me say hello to everybody. Fucking doesn't drink. Telling you, I've met people like those two before. Now they're my producers. This is so much fun.
So this week, video footage has come out of the woman that Reagan apparently beat in the trials, and she was brilliant.
Way better.
Yeah, yes. Way better.
Yeah.
So, but also her husband, you see, that the backstory is that her husband is part of the association or federation of the breakdance thing. And you see, so there's been some...
Reagan's husband.
Yay.
Oh, that's shenanigans. There's cheating there.
You see, I actually know what's going on.
I'm not surprised that a woke white woman with a PhD in breakdancing cheated. I'm really not.
Just saying.
I think that was probably one of the worst things I've ever seen. I'm sure the Olympics are embarrassed. They've removed it as a sport. Imagine being so bad at your sport that you get it cancelled for everyone.
Well, in fairness, it was only going to be for Paris. But it's easy to say after she's done her thing.
So we blame Reagan.
She's so cucked. Have you seen there are people in Australia who have already made like things on the back of their car that do the moves that she was doing when the wind blows? It's hilarious. Jesus, she's bad. I mean, listen, I can't dance, but fuck me. I could dance better than that.
You got to love Congo Chris's comment. I'm leaving on that.
What's that?
About James and Flex. They might be drunk before once they got the audio right.
Thank you, Ben.
Thank you.
All right, very good. She founded the association, says Christoph, and her husband was a judge.
You see?
Yes, that's bad.
Corruption.
All right, I like it. She filmed a plea for people to stop harassing her family and hating. Well, you go on TV... you're going to get some hate. Mm-hmm. What did you think? Everyone is going to say how marvelous you were? Mm-hmm. I don't know. You know, people who want something and then when they get it good and hard, they don't like it anymore. I have no sympathy. When I was in the Eastern Cape a week ago, says Mapelo, I met a guy who was so drunk he couldn't even speak.
Hectic.
That's so great. I love it. Even Lizzo can dance better than that, says Sanele. Listen, Lizzo can move.
Everybody can move better than Reagan. Like, at this point, everybody.
I love that she's already got a nickname, Reagan. You know, if she was clever, she could turn this into a thing.
She should.
Like the Hawk Tour girl, she could become... like, you remember how when... who was it that embarrassed themselves and they ended up with like gigs all over the place? People were hiring them to come and open up corporate functions.
Oh, my word.
I mean, you could... if you were really smart... and you were like Google or Apple or one of those, instead of having some boring speaker to tell you about, you know, motivation and stuff like that, you get this chick to do her Olympic dance at your corporate event. And then she teaches other people how to pull those terrible moves. I think it would be hilarious. I would be in for that. Be amazing. The Ray Gun story is a brilliant example of why we need a meritocracy, says Carl. That's correct. Absolutely. Lizzo would break the floor, says Bitcoin. But that's mean. I had a teacher who at school, she was overweight, but she was a dancer in her Ooh. Youth. And she moved beautifully.
Oh, wow.
Like, you know, if someone learns to dance, I think she did ballet and all that kind of thing when she was a kid. But she was a big woman, mm-hmm. but she just moved with grace. And she actually taught all the girls as part of one of the like shows that they did how to dance. And she could choreograph an awesome show. So Lizzo the size of Lizzo does not preclude her from being a better dancer than Reagan. I would say I'd bet on Lizzo every day of the week and twice on Sundays before I would Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
Because as a non-dancer, as someone who dances like absolute shit, I'm not going to be criticizing Lizzo before. I mean, Reagan, we can all see that anyone could do better than that. Anyone. The trick is to never take yourself seriously when people are being mean to you. Look at that move. You see, my biggest worry with this was that people would think that was South African because our colors are similar.
Yes.
That was my concern.
For a blink moment, I was like, what in the Nkalagata is happening here? And then I was like, oh, okay, it's not one of our people. Okay, man. Cool. Okay. Yeah. All right.
I hope she can turn it into a career, though. Because being shit, you should be able to make money, too.
She's old, Gareth. She's 35, 36. She must let it go.
Old.
She's
awesome. Then I'm already in the wheelchair.
No. Well, for dancing. For dancing.
Yes, no, for dancing.
She must let it go.
Yeah.
She must
over
just,
the hill.
Yeah, please don't teach other kids how to dance.
That move is called the T-Rex, by the way. Put it up again. That's the T-Rex. There we go. That's the move. We should teach her pantsula.
Yes,
Congo
I actually
Chris.
Thought of what? This is a dance move back in the day. It was, yes.
Yes, we should teach her pantsula. That would be so funny, huh? That would
be
great.
Yeah, this is what we did in that 2000, the early 2000.
She would be good at that. Maybe we'd help her a little bit better. Australia's green and yellow. We're green and gold. Ah, nice, Carl. Nice. I like it. Also, Lizzo will eat all the dancers and then she'll win as the only contestant. Sanele, you are
Stop
ungovernable
it.
This morning.
Stop it.
Ah, Sanele. All right. Quick other thing that I wanted to throw in before we wrap up the show for this morning. There's a tech firm that has had to apologize for hostess lampshade outfits. So I've got a picture of this. Let's just put that up first. Show everybody what this is. So there you can see these two ladies are wearing these outfits. It's quite a sexy outfit. And then you can't see their heads and they've got like a lampshade on them. So the largest cybersecurity company in the US has apologized for using two women posing with company branded lampshades on their heads at a trade event in Las Vegas. Why, you may ask? Well, they were meant to draw attention to the Palo Alto Network sponsorship of a cyber risk collaborative happy hour at the Black Hat conference. I mean, this just sounds like turbo nerd, forced socialization for people who would much rather be behind a computer screen. Anyway, the publicity stunt has sparked a backlash with critics calling it sexist, creepy, and tone deaf. In a LinkedIn post, the firm's boss, Nikesh Arora, admitted it was a misjudgment, saying it was unequivocally not the culture we support or aspire to be. The company has faced fierce criticism for the online lampshade outfits, which obscured the women's faces. Guys, is this a hill to die on? Is this really like something we need to be worrying about in 2024? You realize like there's a war in Ukraine at the moment? You realize there's huge shit in the Middle East at the moment? You realize we've got one of the most contested U.S. presidential elections ever coming up in the United States? Europe is dealing with all kinds and manner of shit. China is on the march. India is trying to take China's shine.
Mm-hmm.
Australia is entering breakdancers into the Olympics who can't dance. And Oof. This is what you're worried about? Is that the most sexist thing you've ever seen? Put it back on the screen. Is that really the most sexist thing? Is that a problem? I want to know who's really upset about, like genuinely upset about that. Because you don't have real problems. You don't have any problems.
Wait,
I would
what
go
is
so
the
far
issue? Like, is it because you can you turn me, the woman me. On and off? Or like, what's
I think it's, what's, I think what's, it's that their faces are obscured and they're just objects. It's like they've turned you into a lampshade, a lamp.
Have they ever seen promotional work before? Like, that's what takes place sometimes. And people embody whatever the brand is trying to achieve. For
they,
that
got, they got paid.
Campaign.
They got paid. They weren't forced to do this, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't think anyone really knows what the insult is, but I'm pretty sure that those girls are not sitting there crying now because they feel like they were used.
Yeah.
These are not
go
problems.
Cry somewhere else about that.
Sanelli says, I also thought the breakdancer was South African. I was so mad thinking we could have just raided the Cape Flats and found a world champion level breakdancer rather than that Aussie. Yeah, that's probably true. Listen, there are people all over this country could dance better than her. Drunk, they could dance better than her. The most sexist thing was to cover the women in the Olympic volleyball with tights, says Bitcoin Boot. Yeah, no, but now you're skirting close to where we get into trouble, right? You can only turn the women on and off with the deluxe version, says Richard. San Antonio Zoo video went viral, comparing their kangaroos to ray guns moves. I haven't seen that, but I have seen a couple of memes, and already there are GIFs that you can get of her doing her dancing. It looks like a lot of fun.
Love her.
If I were the boss, I would throw shade on all the complainants. Mapelo, you should be in charge of that company. Palo Alto Technologies. Really, I mean, also, the fact that the people at that, can you imagine how nerdy that conference is?
Yeah.
It's a whole lot of tech people who dance like this. They go like this. They go. And they don't know how to talk to girls. That kind of shit. That's that conference. Let me tell you, those two chicks under the lampshade were probably laughing the whole time. So it's better for the nerds who were there that they didn't have to see their faces. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Where did they put the on and off switch on those women lampshades? You may well ask. Use your imagination, you sexist. Okay, very good. The T-Rex move looks like me sneaking into the fridge at 3 a.m. to eat shredded cheese, says Congo Chris.
And trying not to make a noise.
Oh, my God. All right. So that's important in America, just in case you were concerned.
They must just relax.
Someone somewhere in the world is checking Obama's playlist the whole time. I don't know if he updates it himself and sends everybody, "Hi, everyone. Here's my playlist. The latest playlist that Michelle and I are listening to in Martha's Vineyard. Take a look at my playlist. Here it is." And who's on it?
So, every year, Barack Obama drops his summer playlist, right? I don't really give a rat ass about this playlist. Yeah. But this year, this year in particular, we have our very own Tyler, Miss Pamela. She made it onto the list for one of her songs. But also, what's also cool about Tyler is that she's also become the first South African female artist to surpass 1 billion solo streams on Spotify.
I love that. Good for her.
So, shout out to Tyler. She's That's representing very nice. SA. Like, even former presidents are listening to you. We are happy. Halala, halala, halala.
I am absolutely delighted for her. I think she's done damn well.
Yes.
And she deserves every bit of this.
Yes.
And I think, you know, from Grammys to being on president's playlists to a billion downloads.
Come on.
Very nice work. Good for you, ma'am.
I love it.
Keep kicking ass. This is fantastic news. All right. Well, I don't know what to tell you. If you were living in Britain, we probably wouldn't be able to do this show anymore.
Hi, boss.
I know we don't go into too much too many political stories on a Friday, but in Britain at the moment, you cannot go on social media and say whatever you think anymore because they are actually watching people's Twitter feeds and arresting people, going to their homes and saying, "Excuse me, we noticed that you posted something and we don't like what you're saying and we're going to clap you in irons." They'd literally take you away to jail. So if you think...
Whatever happened to freedom of speech, guys?
Well, you may well ask. Ask Keir Starmer, who has become Sturmabteilung Obergruppenführer, Keir Starmer. I don't know what, how did Britain, the land of John Stuart Mill, how did that place become the place that was going to shut down free speech inside of people's homes and on social media? You have to stop talking a lot of smack to the rest of the world when you as a country start behaving like this. Don't call us the third world or a developing nation. If you guys have just developed an accessory limb for law enforcing people who are perfectly within their rights to exercise freedom of speech, you should be embarrassed and ashamed of yourself. And I saw my friend Douglas Murray coming under some criticism for this just the other day. I think it is appalling. It's such a bad reflection on Britain, the supposed home of free speech, that this is what should be going on now. Shame. You guys should be ashamed of yourself. That's all I'm going to say. So there we are. There's my rant for the morning. I saved it right for the end. I also see that this Argentine president, my favorite president, Javier Milei with the hair.
Yes.
He has said the following. He was talking about UK censorship, and he said, since the socialists came to power, they have been putting people in jail for posts they made on social media. Many journalists here in Argentina would also like to have that because they don't like the fact that they've lost a monopoly on the microphone. It was a tool they could use to extort, smear, and slander at will. Social media has interrupted their plans, and they don't like it. So again, you could be in the UK, and your best bet at free speech is being in the comments section of this show. And we will always defend your right to be as rude to us as you like in the comments section. Right, Simpiwe?
Yes, that is a right that you have.
That's exactly what we do. All right, everybody. Listen, have a good weekend. There's going to be a lot to watch, a lot to get into in sport. You know, Ben and Sandile have already given us all of the intel that we need to prepare ourselves for a good weekend. And it's getting warmer. I'm not going to jinx it, but it's that time of year when things are starting to look a little bit better. It's getting a little bit lighter earlier on. It's very exciting. Have an awesome weekend. I have got to go and get some hangover cures for James and Flex and Simpiwe. And we will be back on Monday at 6 a.m. I hope you will forgive me for finishing just a few minutes early. But these,
no, I'm not complaining.
These drunk people, let me tell you, these guys, they literally have their blankets under their desks. And they're going to go and crawl up there like Christopher Reeve and go straight to sleep.
Yeah.
So have an excellent day. We will be back fresh and rested on Monday. Yeah.